Good evening, everyone, and welcome to evening prayer. Let's take a moment to lay aside the cares of our day and focus for this time of prayer and reflection. In your own words, invite the Holy Spirit to meet us this evening. Epiphano, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. The psalm I've chosen for this evening is Psalm 96. Let's read this psalm together. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord. For he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. The reading for this evening is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 4 to 22. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and the news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked. Now you may be wondering, how do these two passages fit together? Well, I think they both have something to do with hope. Talking about hope, this weekend I was on a mission. I was searching my orchard for the first signs of spring. I found it in a rather unremarkable plum tree, now a mass of beautiful snow-white blossoms. It is the first sign that the hope of spring is just around the corner. Hope is something incredibly powerful. In part, it is the belief that in difficult circumstances, things will get better. In the immortal words of Alexander Pope, hope springs eternal. Pope writes in an essay on man that hope springs eternal in the human breast. Man never is, but always to be blessed. The soul, uneasy and confined from home, rests and expatiates in a life to come. Both the psalmist and the words Jesus quoted from the great prophet Isaiah expatiate or speak in detail about. I had to look up that word expatiates in the dictionary. But they speak in detail about the hope of God's coming salvation, God's rescue. Scholars believe there is a natural link between the psalm and the themes of the great prophet. Themes of salvation, redemption, restoration for humanity, and all creation. Themes of freedom and judgment. For the psalmist's audience and for those who heard Jesus' words, their difficult circumstances were overwhelming. For many, they saw that hope was a long way off. But Jesus' words, "Today, the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing," gave them, and it can give us, hope that in difficult circumstances, things will ultimately get better. As we pray this evening, let's expatiate on the hope we have in Jesus in the midst of difficult and challenging times. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for who you are. As the psalmist reminds us, you are great and most worthy of praise. You reign over all the nations and over all circumstances that we face in our world. Lord Jesus, you came to proclaim good news, to set people free, to help them see the Lord's favour. We thank you for the hope that is in you. Holy Spirit, as we look out at our world, we ask that you would give us eyes to see hope. So we pray for hope for the situation in Afghanistan, for those who face an uncertain future under the Taliban. We pray for those left behind, that you would reveal yourself to them in the midst of uncertainty and fear. For followers of Jesus there, please protect them, give them strength, provide for all of their needs, help them to reach out to their neighbours and offer the hope that is only found in you. We pray against further attacks as the last evacuations take place at Kabul Airport. Please protect everyone involved, from evacuees to the military personnel. We pray for those evacuated and displaced as they arrive in new lands. Lord, protect them and care for their needs as they adjust to life without the familiar, the loss of family and friends and livelihoods. Lord, we pray with hope for the rising case of the Delta variant in our nation and around the world. Lord, we ask for those who are infected. Please bring them healing, comfort and a sense of your presence as their bodies battle with this virus. Please help those on our front line, those frontline workers, medical professionals, doctors, nurses, and all those who care for and support people in need. Lord, we ask for those experiencing financial hardship and uncertainty as a result of this pandemic. Please provide for all of their needs and open up new opportunities for the future. Those that are struggling with isolation, issues of domestic violence, addiction, and mental illness. Please meet them and protect them. Give them the courage to reach out for help. Lord, please give wisdom, sensitivity, and care for those supporting those responding to these cries for help. For those struggling in loneliness, for our older folk in rest homes and care facilities, who are unable to have physical contact with family and friends, please be present with them. Give them your peace and help those who care for them to have an extra portion of compassion, love, and grace. Let's take a moment to pray in our own words for all those we know who are struggling with difficulties and uncertainty. Mention those people by name and pray for them with hope. In Jesus' name, we pray for all of these that you are laying on our hearts. Amen. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family, and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join in using whatever version you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. It's been good to be with you for this evening's prayer. Remember, hope springs eternal. May you rest in that hope and peace. Take care, and God bless. Ka kite anō.